That's great.
Something I've been puzzled slash struggling with when I've tried, when I've been recollecting like virtue or good qualities like generosity, is that when I, and it's not all the time, but I would say most of the time, like there's almost like this cynical voice that comes up that says, no, you didn't do that, or, you know, you did this bad, or this, you know, like kind of saying this is blotch, this is wrong, and just go on and on. And it's just like, and it's just like comes up immediate. And I mean, I know this is pointing to something, but I'm not really sure how to work with that. I don't know if anybody could share some thoughts. So.
It sounds like to me the what Ajahn Suchito refers to as the inner tyrant, making his name known in your mind. Yeah, I mean it's a habit. It's just another habit of mind that's part of the self-critical, you know, habit that that many of us are brought up with in the West. The whole guilt complex. The whole you're not worthy. I'm not worthy of good qualities, and it, you know, a lot of it's, you know, just peculiar Western conditioning that doesn't allow us to really see our own virtue, and just to watch that and see that, experience that, see how painful it is, and start working to ask yourself, you know, would I say this to somebody else? why is it permissible for me to have this view of myself when I wouldn't think it would be, you know, such a good thing to, or I don't even think about it, other people that way, you know. It's much easier to look at other people's virtues, you know, and to try and start applying that to oneself. It's very useful.
I also have a similar thing, and some way I found to sort of work around it is what you do is you go down the line and you start doing the Sila Nusati or Chaga Nusati for other people, and you keep going until you get it to yourself.
As long as you're not singling yourself out for special attention. Yeah, good, okay, yeah. Any other techniques?
Humor. I just try to think of how absurd it is, or I don't know, like sort of smiling and laughing at that voice.
Yeah.
Or I think Dr. JSR one time recommended like either like saying, trying to say that stuff like really slowly and absurdly, like trying to, I don't know, like make the voice, give the voice different characteristics, and all of a sudden it becomes more absurd.
Yeah, and along those same lines, just making it really blatant, you know, like
hyperbolizing.
Yeah, hyperbolizing it, like, you know, like I am not worthy of of good thoughts. I am a basket case.